The average price for unleaded regular gas hit 67 cents per liter on Monday. And the U.S. Energy Department predicts prices will go higher this summer, up to 25% higher than last year's record-setting prices in the U.S. after Hurricane Katrina reduced refining capacity. Tom Kloza is with the Oil Price Institute.
We'll probably peak on gasoline very close to $3 nationally, with some states above that.
It's already close to that level in some states. Gary McElroy of Austin, Texas, says he used to spend $50 to $65 a week on gas. But now that he's paying $125 a week and more, he says it's going to have a serious impact on his family's travel plans.
Particularly with summer coming along, we've already began discussing whether we would take a road trip or not down to the Texas coast. And if gas prices reach $3 a gallon, we probably won't do that.
And Americans who have grown dependent on a regular supply of cheap foreign oil are angry.
I think gas prices is ridiculous. Completely ridiculous.
Basically, I think they just gouging.
Sarah Anderson at the Institute for Policy Studies in Washington, D.C. has analyzed executive benefits and salaries at the top oil companies. She believes some of the anger over oil profits is justified, especially after revelations that the outgoing chairman of Exxon, Lee Raymond, received a retirement package worth nearly $400 million.
I think it'll spark a lot of outrage. Clearly, much of his high level of pay is due to the high price of gas.
At some point, we'll have to think whether should we just walk.
But some analysts say most American consumers aren't ready for that. Some are turning to hybrid cars that run on gas and electricity. Others are buying so-called green cars, which use alternative fuels. Green Eye Auto Sales in Oregon reports a brisk business in the green cars. Clark Tippin says his company converts the cars to run on a mixture of vegetable oil and methanol.
You have a fuel that's usable in your vehicle that is very, very minimally dependent on petroleum oil.
Some marketers are taking advantage of that dependency by targeting motorists who are trying to stretch their gas dollars. But Joni Lubovitz at the Federal Trade Commission warns people to be wary of fuel additives and gadgets. Some that claim to boost fuel efficiency by as much as 30%.
Those kind of claims, we have yet to find any kind of device or additive that can produce that type of result.
But there are things that motorists can do that will produce results. According to the government, getting your engine tuned up can cut your gas bill by about 4 cents a liter. Replacing a dirty air filter can save up to 7 cents. And filling tires to the proper air pressure can improve fuel efficiency by up to 2 cents a liter. Gary McElroy says that's not enough.
So I sent a letter to the White House saying, you know, we can't take this anymore. The prices continue to go up and our paychecks are staying the same. People need some help. This needs to stop.
There may be some relief this fall. The Energy Department says fuel prices could be lower by September when U.S. refineries damaged by Hurricane Katrina go back into production. Millar Sega, VOA News.